Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our listeners. Visit freecovertknife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. freecovertknife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Watson. Again, we've got the mother of the Silk Road captive political prisoner coming up for a couple segments, and I promise I'll go to Tim. Everybody else, Jason, Steve, MJ, Chris, we're going to get to all of you. Going back to Paul Watson, you had an article last week dealing with this Silk Road situation. I think this is really important because if they start arresting people for what other folks do on a message board, whether it's file sharing or talking about drugs or whatever, or talking about violence, I mean, that sets a precedent like the old Soviet Union or Nazi Germany, where if your neighbor does something wrong, you go to jail. And this is classic autocratic totalitarianism, in my view. Headline, Feds hijack Silk Road case in bid to dismantle Internet freedom. Tell us about what's coming up, Paul.
Yeah, this is, again, it's a chilling precedent. They're trying to use this case to create bad law, which is basically based around what they call transferred intent, which, as you said, is a website owner, for example, being responsible for criminal behavior of one of their users. So it could be a violent comment threatening somebody. You would then be criminally responsible for that behavior. It could also be ISPs becoming responsible for their users' browsing habits. So if somebody visits a child porn website, then the ISP becomes liable for that behavior. And, of course, we've seen with the internet filters, most of them have got nothing to do with child porn or whatever. They've blocked perfectly legitimate sites. So this is basically the entree to massive internet censorship. Some people have said that it's just as real a threat as SOPA and PIPA, which attracted huge demonstrations, and we actually won those battles. This has flown under the radar. Aside from the legalities of Silk Road itself, the feds are trying to hijack this case to dismantle freedom on the internet and also push this trusted ID system where everybody has to get government permission basically to use the web. So it's a massive case.
It is massive. We'll talk to the man's mother via Skype coming up in the next segment. But expanding on that, Google, you know, says that they scan your attachments and copy them. And so does Microsoft and all these systems when you use their email to make sure you're not sending something illegal. Well, that's like saying they're going to open all the mail to make sure there's not something illegal. It's prior restraint. It's guilty until proven innocent. And it's being done by groups with proven criminal intent to dominate and control markets and to steal intellectual property. I mean, if you tried to walk into government buildings without a warrant and search all their stuff, they'd get in your face. This, again, is an inversion of the basic things that of this country was founded on.
Well, exactly. And I mean, you know, they're watching us more than ever, yet they're becoming less and less transparent. That's the whole nature of government. We're expected to be more open. We're expected to have our email read, our phone calls listened to, and just be happy with it because, you know, terrorists or whatever reason. And yet government's becoming more and more secretive as it becomes more corrupt, which is a direct relationship that we know takes place. So, again, this case is massive, and it's a shame that it's not got a lot of attention, but I think the interview that you've got coming up will really bring some fresh light to it and make people understand that if Ross Ulbricht loses this case, they're going to then use this law to come after website operators and owners whose users commit so-called criminal behavior, and they're going to be responsible for it. So it's going to have a massive chilling effect.
We need to see the dinosaur press, the new media, all come together. I don't expect the whole dinosaur press to do it, but there are some people of conscience left there, like that AP reporter you were talking about questioning the whole fake Ukraine shoot-down narrative. We need to all come together and say, look, we need to agree on freedom of speech, because they only want to take that away to then take the bank accounts, the financial freedom, the travel freedom. This is all part of a total package, and that's why I want to see an article tomorrow, Paul, really looking at what Matt Drudge has done for everybody's free speech in the last 20 years, because he's under attack constantly. And I like the special report we put out, the video, but I just don't think it does justice, the little article, to how important it is to stand together. So great job, Paul.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The Silk Road, a consumer website that became popular in part of its subculture for people discussing the effects of legal and illegal drugs. The Silk Road. You remember a lot of posts that were on there from John McAfee and things, and debates about what he was talking about on that site. Well, his mother joins us, Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of creating and running the Silk Road website. Silk Road is an anonymous, consumer-driven marketplace with few restrictions on items being bought and sold. Prohibited is anything intended to harm or defraud, close quote, such as child pornography, assassinations, or weapons. The only currency accepted is Bitcoin. Although my son, she wrote, is in prison accused of running it, Silk Road operates and thrives today. I have no private information about the case, but she wants to talk about basically, this is what she sent us, about being in close communication with her son and the attorney and to give her view on what's happening. And she's learned, of course, it will set a massive precedent from the lawyers and her son and influence new law and impact our freedom and future of the Internet. FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org. There's a war going on for the future of the press and the future of media and the future of communication and the future of the marketplace. We are based on the Internet now. And if they can end the basic freedom of that and phase in the new systems of tyranny, Chinese-style net censorship openly being proposed in the U.S., SOPA, CISPA, it will become a draconian tool of total control openly run by the NSA and the corporations that have divided up the spoils. That said, understand, I've had the FBI here repeatedly. I've had the Secret Service here repeatedly. I've had the state police here. I've had the ATF here. I've had them all here. They come here and they say, what is this on your message board? Do you know about this? Are you part of this? And I look at them and I go, you know I have a website visited by millions of people a day, and you're trying to act like I've done something wrong to convince me I have so that you can act like I'm supporting someone on here saying they want to kill a cop. And if you have a subpoena for the IP address of that person, that's fine. I'm not going to fight that subpoena. The person shouldn't be on there saying kill cops. But don't try to connect me to it or claim that I am aiding and abetting this when we have moderators and we use a third-party system. How dare you? That's why, again, they SWAT team Amish. All over the country, they'll move FBI in. Or others, next door, for some cases, a year and a half. Famous case a few years ago. We had the Amish folks on. And they kept begging, please give us cheese and milk. And the Amish would just keep giving them cheese and milk. They said, I feel bad. Just take money. Oh, no, no, no. After a year of that, they got them to start selling them cheese, which they would then take across state lines and sell at a farmer's market. And they SWAT-teamed them, shoved them down, put guns in their head for the jury. But tell you how the feds work. The jury sees your SWAT team, well, these Amish must be bad. See how freakish that is? And when the FBI comes in here, they'll go and try to get me to feel bad like I did something because someone said something violent on the website. And then there's a gag order in the subpoena, and so then I can't talk about it. I can just say the FBI was here. People go, oh, you liar, being a drama queen. And then a year later, some guy gets convicted in federal court of threatening to kill a cop and putting the guy's address out, and it talks about me and the FBI visit. I mean, I'm not, you know, I have to deal with this, folks. And I actually just laugh now. I mean, that hasn't happened that many times over the years, maybe 10 times different agencies. And now they've got files or MO and don't even do that. They just go, here's the subpoena, give us the stuff. And I'm like, here, want some coffee? Treat me normal, I'll treat you normal. Don't come in here and go, oh, so you're going along with these people wanting to kill cops. No, I'm not. Well, why'd you remove the post then? We have moderators that do that. We'll put the post back up. Oh, you want to get me to give the order to put up killing the cops so you can imprison me. You know, I got cameras in here, boys. Get out of my office. Give me the subpoena and get out of here. I mean, I don't know how these people sleep at night when they go out and set up innocent people all the time. It's shameful. Shameful. And disgusting. ATF, and I'm going to go to our guest. The ATF. We'll have gun range toadies at big gun ranges. There's famous cases of this. You've heard about them. We've covered them. And a guy will have an M4 semi-automatic 223 rifle. And sometimes they malfunction and shoot two rounds. They'll put them in federal prison, even admitting knowing it was an accident. Because the guy is a veteran with no criminal record. That's who they want, folks. That's why you know the government is evil. Now, that said, they can use a case that on the surface you could say is a little more questionable. But if you, but if he doesn't get out of this and they're able to get this, it's going to set a precedent to put everybody in jail for what other people say or do on any platforms, including telecoms. This is the end of Internet freedom as we know it, and is extremely draconian. I want to thank Lynn Ulbricht for holding, again, the mother of the creator of the Silk Road, freeross.org. And she joins us to talk about this important case. Paul Watson wrote the article last week, Feds Hijack Silk Road Case in Bid to Dismantle Internet Freedom. Government using charges against Rosh Ulbricht as Trojan horse to pass chilling laws that would make website owners criminally responsible for users' actions. And again, I've already experienced the feds trying to trick me into this. So this is serious, people. Thank you very much for coming on, ma'am, and we're sorry for what you and your family are going through.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. I really appreciate that. One of the things that Paul Joseph Watson wrote as well is that he said this is the biggest threat to the future of the Internet since SOPA and PIPA, that it's really very serious and that precedent will be set here. Another attorney, Scott Greenfield, on his blog, Simple Justice, he said this is the birth of law as applied to our digital future. Watch it as a spectator at your peril. So the lawyers are watching it. They know precedent will be set. And I'm trying to call attention to people. This is much bigger than a case of my son, one man, or one website. As you said, it is ushering in and could potentially usher in precedent that could affect everyone and the kind of Internet we're going to have in the 21st century.
Talk about your son's case for those that may not know about it. It's been publicized internationally, but for those that don't know, give us some background. You've been talking to him, how the case is going, where he's being held, how he's holding up.
Yeah, he's being held at MDC Brooklyn, which is a transitional facility. It's the kind of place that people that come from federal prison go, when can I go back to prison? This place is horrible. And he's been there for 9 months. He's only now recently been allowed to access discovery, the evidence that the prosecutors have that was ordered in February. There was a 5-month delay while we're waiting and waiting to have this so he can access it. His trial is November 3rd, so it's quite the time constraint. And so he's now working very diligently on that. I, on the other hand, and my family are working at raising funds to pay his attorneys, who are doing a great job and a mountain of work, really, working with us financially to fight this thing. So his case is it's interesting. There's some interesting aspects to it that we can talk about. One of the main things that Paul Joseph Watson addresses in his article and what you touched on is the principle of transferred intent, which makes one person responsible for the actions and even the intentions of another person. And so in this case, it would be the website host provides a platform, makes him a conspirator and responsible for what users do on a site. And you can just imagine what kind of precedent that could set and the impact that it could have on the Internet, making website hosts responsible for what users do on their site.
And I remember when this all broke, I'd seen Silk Road before when McAfee was talking about it a few years ago, and I went and looked. I mean, it wasn't all discussions about drug culture and things that people were doing or how many Red Bulls to drink or whatever. There was a lot of stuff going on there. But again, it would just set a precedent that I'm guilty when somebody goes on InfoWars.com out of a million plus people a day and, says we ought to shoot the president. Well, I don't agree with that. I don't want to make Obama a martyr. I don't agree with offensive violence. I'm a libertarian. But I've had the feds here trying to imply I am. And it's really scary.
Yeah, from what I understand from my research, I never was on Silk Road, or, I'm not that familiar with it directly, is that it was designed to be an anonymous marketplace that had some restrictions, as you mentioned, but basically was consumer-driven. So if they wanted to sell unpasteurized milk and not drugs, I mean, it wasn't promoted, as far as I can see, as a drug website, although that is what the prosecution is alleging. It was basically, seems to me, a free market experiment. I'm not saying it was all benign. I'm just
Sure. I mean, that's why they're talking about, like, basically getting rid of Craigslist, because sometimes people pick women up and kill them. Well, I mean, that could have been done in the old days with a phone book or at a bar. I mean, are you going to ban walking up and talking to a woman at the tennis courts because, you know, a killer might do it? I mean, Ted Bundy picked women up with his Volkswagen in front of malls. Are we going to ban going to malls because a bad guy might pick women up there and kill them? I mean, it's just so ridiculous. That's all the Internet is. It's the same as calling somebody on the telephone or going to a flea market. Are we going to ban flea markets because somebody might be selling pot at the flea market? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Talking to Lynn Ulbricht, her son, Ross, created Silk Road, and he's facing... Tell us exactly the latest on what he's facing, how long he's facing in prison, and I guess they're claiming he was facilitating this message board and marketplace where some people might have been discussing selling each other drugs. You know, we've seen the famous cases in Seattle that if I was your lawyer, his lawyer, I would be using as the example if it went to jury or to shake up the federal prosecution that gets about a 98% conviction rate because they'll rig stuff. The only way to beat them is generally, and I've talked to top lawyers on this, is to bring out all their past corruption and to start campaigns against the prosecutors themselves and their corruption, because they're usually so corrupt, if you start an investigation of them, they'll drop it. And I'm just telling you how people really win. It's because it's so rigged. I would bring up cops known and feds known for selling each other drugs in restaurant or bar bathrooms, not telling the court that they're using a confidential informant, and then using this to take the bar. It's real famous in Seattle where over 100 bars were owned by cops who had set up the bar themselves to take it over. But I'm just throwing out legal ideas here. What exactly is he facing?
Well, one of the counts is the continuing criminal enterprise, which is the kingpin charge. I believe that has a mandatory minimum of 30 years. It may be 20. Well, I mean, you know, it gets to be, you know, kind of ridiculous because there's four counts against him.
Holder needs a kingpin. I mean, Holder's name should be Kingpin Holder. In fact, from now on, that's his name. Kingpin Holder. I'm serious. Go ahead. So Kingpin Holder, who lets all these big banks launder hundreds of billions in drug money every year, and all the rest of it, he wants to put your son in jail for 30 years as a kingpin.
Yeah, and, you know, that's usually reserved for mafia bosses and drug cartel. This is because he had a platform where other people, they allegedly, where other people did these things. One of the things I wanted to point out was the kind of language they use in their replies. And one of the things they say is, well, it's okay that this doesn't really fit because federal laws are expansive and adaptable, especially when it comes to the Internet. This is in writing, and I find that extremely alarming that they would think that in total opposition to the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, that's the season, is just be as blatant as you can. Just be open about the power grab.
Right. They just say it, and they say the long arm of the law is far, or the law is far longer than you would imagine. This sort of thing. It's very ominous language.
I wish that long arm would do something about itself.
Yeah. Count on that, right. The other interesting thing, you know, Congress passed in the 80s the Communications Decency Act, Section 230, which protects website hosts from transferred intent, you know, being responsible for other people's actions and intentions in civil cases. So if Ross were being sued by an individual in civil court for the exact same conduct, he would be immune. But because it's the federal government bringing the charges, criminal charges in federal court, criminal court, he's facing, you know, decades and decades. And our lawyer says this is arbitrary, discriminatory enforcement, but as well opens up a very dangerous anomaly that will be part of setting precedent for other website hosts to be held criminally liable.
Well, it's also a great way to set people up. I mean, you just send 20, 30 confidential federal informants onto the message board you don't like and have them all start talking about killing people or selling drugs or child porn, and then you just go arrest whoever has that forum.
Well, that's really a good point, because they say that intent, all they need to be sufficiently prove intent is what happens on the forum, what happens on the website. It doesn't have to be an actual act that they prove happened.
Listen, I've had the FBI ask me why I let people threaten to kill cops on my website. And I said, well, number one, we have moderators and took it down. Number one, there's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of posts a day. And I said, you know what? Just get out of here. But again, that's how bad they are. I mean, it's really creepy.
Yeah. And they could use this to expand that. I thought that Paul Joseph Watson made some other very interesting points as well. He said it could lead to possible... Is a website host responsible for hate speech? can they be taken, you know, held criminally liable for hate speech on comments?
I want to do five more minutes with you, Lynn, if you can, then I'm going right to calls, folks. Another breaking news, and there is a bunch of breaking news. Border agent pulls gun on Boy Scouts detained for taking photos on the northern border. But the southern border is wide open, and they let border agents get shot. They're not allowed to shoot back. So the Mexican drug cartels shoot. The Border Patrol is told to run, but Boy Scouts are out taking pictures, so they come and point guns at their heads. That's Obama's Homeland Security.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And again, I want to be clear. I'm not saying all FBI people are bad. It's just when we had them calling up here going, what's the Obama deception? Asking people questions. And then when they showed up, they were asking us about the Obama deception and saying, you know, why are these people on your site threatening police? And I'm just like, come on, man. You've already talked to us. That's happened a couple times, by the way, just on that front, different groups. And you sit there and you start talking to them and you say, you're really trying to set me up for no reason when you know full well I'm a good person and full well that we have moderators that took that down and full well that you're only here with a subpoena to find out who this person is and I'll comply with that subpoena because I don't agree with people doing stuff like that. What is your problem? And they started asking Tim Pruget questions. I said, Tim, don't answer their questions. I think it's time for you guys to go. I hope someday you become real Americans. I don't know how you sleep at night. And when one guy was laughing, and I said, you don't know how corrupt the system is then? And he goes, no, I don't know. I don't know. That was another case. And he's being sarcastic, like it's funny, like you're on a winning team with the corruption, messing with the First Amendment and messing with people that are trying to stop a civil war in this country and trying to keep civilization afloat. It isn't a game, folks, when the border's wide open. But they're pointing guns at Boy Scouts that were taking photos of a bridge for a book report. So it just says in the local news report, federal agents, federal border agents, probably customs, ran over and put guns to their heads. Because they're trained like attack dogs. Citizens you go after, illegals you red carpet. Veterans get put on death list, illegals get free health care. That's KCCI News. We wrote a story about it. Kit Daniels did at Infowars.com. Just broke. Now I'm going to stop ranting. Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, FreeRoss.org, everyone should try to politically support this young man because the site's still up and running and operating. They just want to set the precedent to go after everybody else. They've been trying this for a while. And the problem is, it's like Aaron Swartz. Man, I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm sure you've thought of this. When Swartz said he was going to battle him, was going to defeat him, and got engaged to be married, I believe they went and killed him and hung him. And then his father said he killed him with the pressure. No, I believe they killed Aaron Swartz because he was fighting similar things for publishing free open research at MIT that was 30 years old as an example of being able to share files the public has paid for. So I think your son, because he's been chosen out of all this, and they've tried to set up these file-sharing sites and others for music, and they've lost recently, I think your son, Ross, is in danger because he's in the hands of the real kingpins.
Mm-hmm. That's very sobering. I wanted to let you know, and the lawyer just told me, there's going to be another round of motions coming up at the end of July that's going to address cutting-edge Fourth Amendment issues in the case and build on the recent Supreme Court opinion on privacy in the digital age. You know, a lot of people are asking, how did the government find the Silk Road server? There's been lots of things floated about parallel construction in the case. And so far, the government has not answered that question. So I think there's a lot more that's going to be addressed and coming out that'll be very interesting. And meanwhile, we need your help because we have to fight this battle, and we're fighting a Goliath. They have unlimited resources. They have unlimited manpower, and we're a small group of people with very limited resources. And whatever help you can give, if you can go to our website and donate, we also need anyone to stand beside us with ideas, skills, anything you can offer to help us fight this. I feel like it's a battle worth fighting. It's going to impact all of us.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, it came out in Reuters last year in August, just about a year ago on August 5th, what I've been telling people that I was told by a mid-level DEA agent at the gym. One time he was putting his shirt on with his badge on his neck, and he goes, I've been lifting weights with the guy for like a year, and he goes, Alex, don't tell anybody I'm DEA. Oh, my God. And he goes, and then I never told anybody it was DEA, like, big deal. And then later he was pretty honest about it. He said, look, this is like 10 years ago. He goes, look, it's all listened to. We have access to everything. What you say is true, and we've got control of the switches at the telecoms. Well, that's exactly what Reuters then said, that they're in everything. Everything. Your webcams, everything you say on the phone, they're in the NSA. So they go lie in federal affidavits to judges, and the judges know, to certify it, to then go use illegal evidence in court. See, it's systematic criminal operations. And the argument is, well, we're stopping drug dealing. No, they're not. They're only shutting down small cowboys. And again, I have had family in the CIA, well, the Army, who did stuff with the CIA, who said that they finally quit back in the 80s when they were sent to engage in drug dealing and assassinations in Chicago. I mean, that's just an example of how corrupt the system is. The public is so naive. All you can do is decriminalize. And it's not the drug culture's good either. It's terrible. It's that the government, just like the mafia and the government ran prohibition with alcohol and it tripled the size of the gangs and corrupted the government, when they ended alcohol prohibition, they brought out drug prohibition to be their new business. And it's been growing ever since. We have to discredit the whole system. Any comments to that?
Well, yeah, I think that there's so many people in prison who are either innocent or nonviolent. And it just seems like it's draconian how they're the repercussions for these things. And our prisons are just overflowing. And I agree that we need to get back to the rule of law and have fair trials. And it's true, I've heard over and over that the prosecution will throw everything at a person to try to get them to plea to things they didn't necessarily do. And that just seems wrong. You have a right to a fair trial. And that's what we're trying to get for Ross.
Again, Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, FreeRoss.org, the Silk Road creator. How are his spirits after 9 months in the federal dungeon?
Well, you know, Ross is a very positive person by nature. He's an Austin boy, by the way, raised there. And but very positive and resilient and sees the bigger picture in this. And he stays positive. He taught a physics class in there to inmates and a yoga class. And he now is, of course, concentrating on discovery since he's finally been given the material. So he keeps his spirit up, but it's a challenge. It's not easy. It's been very difficult, and I'm proud of him for how he's handling it, but it's hard.
He's taking it as a challenge in a boot camp, and we'll all pray for him, and I'm sure he'll get through this, and I'll be another political prisoner when the history books are written, when we defeat the globalists and bring them to justice. But we have grown a giant, vicious, unaccountable, evil, wicked, oppressive, sickening kingpin government that now wants to shut down our free speech. And they're trying to overthrow every country that they don't control right now. They've opened our borders. They're just illegitimate. And the good news is most feds I talk to are not even bad men or women, but they have special cadres under the Justice Department that are the political operatives, and they're the folks going after your son. And it's disgusting. All right, well, we'll get updates from you as this unfolds, and I hope people will try to aid his defense at freeross.org. I know the Electronic Frontier Foundation, others are trying to help, and I know that a lot of other folks are out there. We're all going to hang together or hang separate. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you very much. What a sweet lady. Wow. And her son's very smart, built a very successful, powerful website, and I have personally experienced this myself, where they have gone around to almost every Liberty reporter out there, sending them, with different reporters' names, even spoofing their email addresses, child porn, trying to get people to open it. We just don't open any attachments here unless we've talked to somebody over the telephone about it and have confirmed they've sent it. But the default position is when that happens, we call the feds, file reports, and make them do work for sending it. So if that ever happens to you, you just expose the fact that they're doing that. And I want to say something to everybody that's working with the system. This thing will come down one way or another. And you've signed on to stuff that makes the Nazis look like amateurs. I mean, you're signed on to some really bad evil. Sky's the limit. You name it, it's going on. And by your tacit go-along, get-along, all of you, including the general public, not just the feds, you are now aiding and abetting this. I am not aiding and abetting it. I want to get as far away from this evil as I can. That's why I'm boldly fighting it. Boldly. 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 Because I'm in a death battle here. I know they could set me up any moment, kill me, you name it. I'm ready. I don't like it. I don't even get off on the thrill of it. Long time ago I did. I'm committed to being a good person. I'm committed to being honorable. I'm committed to fulfilling my family name. And I'm committed to bringing down tyranny. I'm on the humanities team. And it's because that's what I'm made of. And I'm looking for a few good men out there and women who are looking for the same thing. And it's time to say no. It's time to turn the corner. Stuff's going to get a lot worse a lot quicker. The system made us deny this was going on for a long time while they grew their premeditated takeover. Well, we've caught them flat-footed. And the globalists know that, and they're freaked out. In all their communiques, they say that. They're losing the info war. Their own people are freaking out. It's a gut check time. I mean, their own people now are faced with the fact of, whoa, this is really premeditated, America-destroying, family-destroying evil. Evil. And the government's being converted right now to just absolute corruption. There's a battle going on right now in corporations and governments and everywhere else about the future we're going to have. We're going to collectively together by the decisions we make, where we spend our money, who we support, what we do, who we stand up against, on whether this goes through or not. Complying, being cowardly, caring about political pressure, caring about peer pressure that media creates, political correctness, has brought us to the verge of ruination, of rack and ruin. We are on the verge. Everything you've seen is the table being set. The feast hasn't begun. But let me tell you, they're dinging the dinner bell right now. That's what all hell's breaking loose right now. Ding, 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 ding. Dinner bell is activated. Dinner bell is activated. And in the minute it takes everybody to get up from the kitchen and the living room and to go in and wash their hands and to sit down and start eating, politically is about 6 months in my gut. They're going to start eating us politically. It's going to get bad. All the tyranny you've seen is just the prelude, the opening act. It's like seeing a thunderstorm blow in and you feel a little bit of wind. You smell ozone, it feels good on your cheeks. And 30 minutes later, windows are breaking and trees are falling over. All we've seen is just the wind, a little bit of wind. And now it's kind of whoosh, kind of blowing us a little bit. We're like, ooh, that storm's strong. It's about to hit like a hurricane, a typhoon. And I feel sorry for people that haven't battened down the hatches out there. Let's go to Tim in Maryland. Thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Go ahead.
You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? It's great to talk to you. I'm a big fan. Buy a lot of your products.
Thank you.
I got a question, but I just wanted to put this out here for people that really just don't understand what's going on. A lot of people just don't know the language of the way these people speak to us. They're letting us know exactly what they're doing. You can see it in the Hollywood, the political people, all the demonic symbolism they use. They're telling you who they worship, what side they're on. And pretty much I get frustrated when people try to write you off, call you conspiracy theorists, or be like, oh, you're crazy, you think the Illuminati's going to get us. But like when you really dig deep into it and do your research, like the average person doesn't even know what the Illuminati is or what it's even about or who's what the spider is that they're in the middle of the web of the Illuminati. So once you figure that out and you figure out that it's more than a physical battle and that it's really a spiritual battle that we're getting that's coming upon us, and I honestly feel like you said about all the babies we've aborted, and I haven't done the right thing all my life, but I've got my life saved. I gave it to Christ, and I know he's forgiven me. You know, I was like 15 years old, and I didn't know any better. I had an abortion, and you know, I ran the streets. I've done all sorts of stuff I'm not proud about. You know, like selling drugs, and you know, just being out on the corner, just not knowing that there's something better out here for all of us. Because, like, if you talk to a lot of people in the inner city, and I live in Baltimore now, and I grew up in Texas, so it's like I go down to the city, and it's like you see a bum, and I don't mean no disrespect, but you see a bum on every corner. And it's heartbreaking because, like you say, about like people like George Bush, people give some kind of, they feel some kind of way when they give money to these people, like they're doing something good, but they don't know their real motive. They don't know their real agenda behind what they're doing. And then you see these veterans on the street. You see a guy with missing arm, a missing leg, begging for money, and it really just breaks my heart how insensitive people are to the common man that's standing right next to you. But you're going to willing to give your money to one of these, go listen to Hillary speak, or go buy the newest Jay-Z CD, and you don't even know what Jay-Z represents. And like I was talking about with the spiritual about it, people are getting caught up. I really feel like we're being judged right now, honestly. I feel like, I'm not saying God is taking his hedge of protection off of us or anything like that. Not, definitely not the righteous that are, you know, trying to do right. But I feel like he's judging us. And I feel like...
Oh, I agree. The hedge is beginning to drop. And we've only got a very short period to hit our knees, like, what is it, Hebrews 9, and seek God's face and repent of our wicked ways, and he will heal our land. And, you know, it's just like the thief on the cross or the murderer, and Christ says, tonight you'll be with me in paradise. Changing your heart is what's right. Admitting you did wrong, wanting to be a good person, is the beginning of changing everything. And you're absolutely right that this great time of corruption is now upon us. Great points, Tim. We're going to go to Chris. And then we're going to go to Steve, MJ, Jordan. We'll do a little bit of overdrive as well so we can finish up with your phone calls. A lot of breaking news on InfoWars.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back.
worldwide, the First Amendment. We need to rally around getting people, political prisoners like Ross Ulbricht, FreeRoss.org of the Silk Road, released. His mother pointed out when she went off air that he did not start it. I was incorrect. The feds are saying that. That's alleged. He didn't even start it. He just helped administer it and work on it. That's an important point I should have made there. I misunderstood that. I haven't read their so-called case against him. Just a lot of news articles about it, what the constitutional lawyers are saying about it, how dangerous it is. We're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment. Please don't forget this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great, high-quality, non-GMO, storable foods that come in unique packaging that's the best out there, in my view. It's a choice I've made for myself and my family. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. The system wants you to be dependent on them. Try to become self-sufficient. And, again, I'm having another dose, I love it so much, of the new mystery substance that won't be out for a few months. We've had hundreds of phone calls since I started putting this in my daily regimen that I take on TV, and I'm not going to tell you what this is. Everybody loves the color of it and says, what is it? I don't know what to call this yet, but I like it. Okay, we've been developing a bunch of different products with different pharmacists and scientists and doctors and people, and this has no food coloring in it. Look at the color of it. I don't know if people can see that, but it is something special. So, and it gives me a lot of energy. So that's coming up down the road. We got some new products being announced next week. And the great part is they're great products, and it funds our operation, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And you're funding the very tip of the spear in the InfoWar and getting great prices on super high-quality products, from supplements to Patriot apparel, so that we can promote our culture and supplant the plastic, politically correct culture. Celebrate our culture of liberty. Celebrate our icons of freedom. Let's talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the air.
Alex, great presentation today.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about the opportunity for opening up a new front in the InfoWar. Just a few quick thoughts on it. You often refer to the rites of passage, which men and women come across that they cross over a threshold and develop into, to the next level of themselves. And what I think we're dealing with a lot of the people that are coming to this country from third world nations, so to speak, is that we're dealing with a whole group of people that have never been, they're stunted. They've never been allowed to understand what freedom is and what self-determination is. And although I am not for the illegal immigration, I do believe that we have the opportunity to speak directly to these people in their languages to them.
Listen, the Democrats are reaching out to them, and that's how they're converting them over to them. That's why they want the poorest Latin Americans who've literally lived in dirt shacks and are just desperate to get food, because they don't want the middle-class Latin Americans coming up here. Because they'd be great to get up here. I mean, they work hard, smart, got it all together. They want unwashed people up here because they'll fall right into the Democrats' hands.
The Democrats are giving them a fish. Why don't we teach them how to fish?
I agree, but the influx is so huge that we could never do that. I mean, even the feds aren't going to be able to handle these numbers.
Just a ground war, just another front. I agree with your views on the other points, and I'm not making a case for the illegal crossing and inundation.
No, I hear you, but we've got to convert them to liberty. We don't want to be enemies with these people. We want to understand that they're being directed and try. And actually, I found that they're probably some of the most receptive people out there, actually. So you're absolutely right. Great point. Thanks for holding to say that. Steve, you're up next. Overdrive.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7,000 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.